It's Monday, November 12th, 2011. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
Right back there, good new music from a band from Florida. They're called Surfer Blood. I've put them on the show before. and I'm putting them on again because they got a new EP. It's called Tarot Classics, and that was the best song on it. It's called I'm Not Ready, but you know what? All the songs are good. They're all quite good. That's just the best song, I think. But really great EP there from Surfer Blood, and they got a new album coming out, I think, early next year. So look for that probably on next year's episodes of The Sounds of My Head. Up next, a band from New York City. They're called Crystal Stilts. We're going to hear two tracks. They, too, have a new EP. It's called Radiant Door. We're going to hear the title track, Radiant Door, but first we're going to hear a song called Dark Eyes. Both are pretty great, and both from this Radiant Door EP. Check it out, Crystal Stilts with Dark Eyes and Radiant Door, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, See you. that's the way she began.
Such cool stuff right there. That's a band from France. They're called M83. They've released some stuff before. I've even put stuff from them on the show before. But this new record, it's called Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. It's just spectacular, this thing. It's like an epic two-disc album, you know, and the songs are all great and really cool and kind of atmospheric and neat and dark, cool. I don't know. It's good. I really like it. So those two songs we heard, Midnight City and Splendor. And Midnight City, if you haven't seen it, there's a video on the internet of this guy who's like, hey, you know, you don't know, but I actually, I'm a background vocalist, a pop vocalist, and I auditioned for M83, and let's hope I get picked or something. And then he proceeds to sing the background vocals parts of Midnight City. If you haven't seen it, you'll never listen to the song the same way again. I'll say that about the song. But good stuff. Really like that M83 there. And speaking of things that are kind of atmospheric and cool, there's this band Javelin. They're from Brooklyn, and they make usually kind of remixy or dancey kind of music or something. But they've made this album that's a Western themed album, and it's great. And we're gonna put a couple of tracks on from it. We're gonna hear Cowpoke, best song off the record, Canyon Candy. That's the name of the concept record. And then we're gonna hear a song, Estevez, and both are really great. And in between, I'm gonna play a little clip of them describing they wanted to make a film of the album, which I don't know if they've actually succeeded. They used Kickstarter to fund it, and I went to a Kickstarter thing where they showed a clip of it. And the clip, I was like, wow, great music. That clip is unwatchably bad. I kind of hated the video. So hopefully it's better than whatever I saw a while ago. I don't think it's out yet. But anyway, here we go, Javelin with Cowpoke and Estevez, both awesome from this great concept record that's all Western themed, you know, Javelin sounding music. It's really cool. So here we go, Brooklyn's own Javelin right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Cowpoke. Hey, we're Javelin. And we just finished a new 10-inch EP called Canyon Candy, which is our take on a frontier ballad songbook.
And we are raising funds to make a film adaptation of this 10-inch, also called Canyon Candy. And it's set to take place in the Old West, and we're really excited about it. We were driving through the American Southwest on tour, and we started seeing weird signs for like national parks. Crater of Diamonds was one. And they started to sound like song titles to us, and we started just imagining what it would be like to make a Western album.
Okay, yeah. So back there, two songs in a row by a band from Georgia. They're called Atlas Sound. It's really just a dude. And I put him on the show earlier this year, but he's got a new album out called Parallax, and that's what we heard the two songs from. Two songs we heard were TMO and Lights Works, and two really great songs. I gotta say, this new album, much better, I think, than the previous one. It still is very soundscapey, so it made sense to put it on with all my soundscapey stuff right here. But it's not as soundscapey. I feel like there's more pop lurking within there. And it's pretty good. The two songs I played in particular are pretty good. Anyway, you know, check it out. If you like those two songs, definitely want to check out the whole thing. Okay, we're going to finish up this episode with two songs by a band from Denver, Colorado. They're called Tennis, and we're going to play two songs by them. We're going to play Origins, which is from a new Origins single, and then we're also going to play a cover of The Zombies' Tell Her Now, which is a free single they released on the internet. So look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Tennis, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with Origins and Tell Her No. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Fountains by M83, Strawberry Roan by Javelin, and My Tears Are Becoming a Sea, also by M83. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com or send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. But I would suggest becoming a fan in Facebook, and then you can leave comments there, and it's just better for everyone, I think. So that's what I would suggest. Okay, tune in again on the day after Christmas, the 26th of December, for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.